At a recent Urbana City Council meeting, council members were so convinced of the need for the special designation that Mayor Laurel Prussing and Alderwoman Diane Marlin were surprised that the Illinois American Water Company would not be joining them.
But it is ironic that the water company will not participate. I agree with you.
Well, it's more than ironic. It's irresponsible.
As it turns out, Illinois American Water is exploring the question through a different route, which we'll get into at the end of this report. The route agreed on by the cities of Urbana, Champaign, and Normal, plus the University of Illinois, is more straightforward. They will share the cost of consultants to study the feasibility of sole source aquifer status and then ask the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to grant it. The people they'll have to convince are at the EPA's Region 5 office in Chicago, people like Bill Spaulding, the region's sole source aquifer coordinator. He'll help decide how vital the Mahomet Aquifer is to the communities it serves.
One of the criteria is that it has to be a sole or principal source of drinking water, and that also they need to convince us that if that source of drinking water became contaminated, that it would be economically infeasible to supply water from an alternative source.
Areas on the west end of the Mahomet Aquifer can also get drinking water from the Illinois River and might be left out of a sole source aquifer area. But Champaign Assistant City Attorney Joe Hooker, whose city is leading the sole source effort, says they believe they can make the case for towns farther to the east.
Because we've identified at least like 88 municipalities in what we're characterizing as the service area that get all of their drinking water from the Mahomet Aquifer. So I think that's going to be one of the easier things for us to establish. It might be a little more challenging to establish that there are not economic alternatives, although our sense is that that's the case as well.
If a sole source aquifer area is proclaimed, federally funded projects in that area would need additional review from the EPA to go ahead. That would affect things like new roads and bridges, although most such projects are approved. But the state of Illinois has its own regulations that would kick in as well. Illinois has never had a sole source aquifer area before, so the deputy manager of the Illinois EPA's Division of Public Water Supply hasn't had to enforce them. But Rick Cobb says the rules would make it pretty difficult to open something like the Clinton landfill over or near the Mahomet Aquifer, even without permission to store PCBs.
It reads as if that would be prohibited unless the owner or an operator can make a demonstration that between the bottom of the landfill and the top of the aquifer, there's at least a 50-foot thick geologic layer with low permeability.
But Cobb says existing landfills, such as the one near Clinton, would be grandfathered in. And he says the state rules don't appear to have an impact on the landfill's proposal to store PCBs in a new unit, because that would still fall within the facility's current land footprint. The final decision on the landfill's request to store PCBs remains with the federal EPA, which says the matter needs further study. Attorney Joe Hooker with the city of Champaign says that even if it doesn't stop PCBs from coming to the Clinton landfill, a sole source aquifer designation would be a good thing to have.
I think the sense of all the parties on this is that regardless of what consequence this has for the Clinton landfill proposal for PCB disposal, this is a very important step for us to take moving into the future to adequately protect the aquifer from similar projects.
And Illinois American Water says it's interested in the idea, even if it's not joining the effort right now. The company is a longtime member of the Mahomet Aquifer Consortium, along with other local water companies, water authorities, local governments, and interested parties. The consortium is preparing to launch its own study of sole source aquifer status, with the stated goal of gathering information that everyone in the region can use in making decisions about the issue. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.